We're speaking with Luke Ommett. He is one of the five Republican candidates to fill the Bonner County Commissioner District 3 seat that is currently held by Dan McDonald, but Dan is retiring. Luke, thank you for taking time to talk with us.
Thanks for having me, Chris.
Well, let's start out with an introduction to the voters for the folks that may not be acquainted with you. Tell us a bit about your background and how long you've been in Bonner County, how you wound up here.
I am a lifelong Bonner County resident. I came to Bonner County at the tender age of 2, all the way from Missoula, Montana. I grew up in the Sally Valley, rode my bike to Northside School, swam in the Pack River, graduated from Sandpoint High School in 1995, joined the Army, eventually got out of the Army, came back, married a girl from here, and I'm raising two beautiful daughters who are also attending Washington Elementary, the same school that their mother and their grandmother attended. Mm-hmm. I live across the street from my grandmother's house, and I am blessed to live in Bonner County, where the sky is not falling, the world is not ending, but government might need a tune-up.
Well, great. Can you tell us your experience and qualifications for the seat you're running for? Your education, pertinent professional experience?
I have 25 years of public service. I retired from the Idaho Army National Guard on April 1st of 2022. And in that capacity, I have served 4 combat deployments overseas, 23 years in uniform, and I have experience in logistics, personnel, and a variety of budgeting, command and control, other issues. My day job is I teach government, economics, and psychology at Bonner's Ferry High School. And I have had the privilege of leading 2 of my previous students in the Army. And that is a big reason as to why I'm running, because I am watching our youth and our workforce vote with their feet. And the consequences of this is really going to cause Bonner County and all of North Idaho problems in our near future. I have been involved in Boundary County School District with negotiations and personnel matters. And I can speak from personal experience that pounding the table does not lead to solutions that benefit all people. We need solution-oriented folks. And finally, I have a degree in secondary education with a minor in government. To say I am invested and committed to our republic is just the tip of the iceberg.
Good. Are there any trade or professional associations or nonprofit groups you might want to mention that you're involved with?
I'm an active member of St. Joseph's Catholic Church. I've been involved with 4-H. I think I'm one of the only candidates who has actually sold a pig at the Bonner County Fairgrounds.
Hopefully you got a good price for that.
You know, as a matter of fact, I did not. I look at the generosity of this community, though, and I am continually impressed. Most recently, I was a volleyball coach for Sandpoint Parks and Recreation, and I am not a skilled volleyball player. I am a fierce supporter of my children, and especially my wife.
Okay. Well, you already answered one of the questions that I had, is why are you running? But if elected, how much time would you be able to spend in office each week?
I would think that the job at a minimum demands 40 hours. But I think as a county commissioner, there's a variety of ways to serve. Prior to me coming here, I just came from the county office building and I talked with Veteran Services. I spoke with GIS because I believe that we have a responsibility in government to have a pretty solid understanding before you ever walk through those doors as an elected official so that we can be effective. Some weeks are going to take more time, some weeks are going to take less, but responsive, effective and ethical government demands the same from its leaders. Mm-hmm. So I'm willing to put in the time necessary to do a good job for Bonner County.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, let's get on to the issues. What do you consider the biggest issues in this commissioner's race that you would like the voters to weigh out as they decide who they're going to vote for?
The biggest three issues are growth, infrastructure, and good government. And I'm actually going to start with what I consider to be probably one of the most important, which is good government. Good government requires leadership where people don't pound the table. They sit at the table with all of the various stakeholders interested in achieving a result that benefits Bonner County. It needs to be civil. It needs to be transparent. It needs to be fiscally responsible. And it also needs to protect all of our individual liberties and the reasons why so many of us choose to live here. Good government not only protects our quality of life, but more importantly, should lead to the improvement of it. Our infrastructure, growth is here. Idaho has been the fastest growing state for 5 years in a row. However, all growth is not equal. We are attracting a silver tsunami, and the consequence of that is that our workforce and our youth are leaving. In 10 to 20 years, if this trend continues, we will not have restaurants, we will not have grocery stores, we will not have businesses. What we will have is a commuter community to where we will order everything off Amazon. I find that to be a completely unacceptable outcome, and we need to be planning and driving infrastructure and development in a manner that benefits Bonner County. The county should immediately commission a study on impact fees to determine if that is a route that we can afford to have growth pay for some of growth. And the last one is growth itself. We need growth to benefit Bonner County. And we also need to protect our rural lifestyle. Today was the Selly Valley rezone hearing. It was canceled. But members of this county have a legitimate concern and right to want to take advantage of the 1970 land use laws to protect certain areas. The county commissioners and the different mayors and city councils of Bonner County should work together to develop the infrastructure such as sewer and water that will protect our water, and also to encourage development in areas where we will get the most bang for our dollars. And at some point, we'd better start looking at workforce housing and figuring out some solutions, because once all the workforce moves away, there's not going to be any need for work.
Well, let's follow up on the growth issue here a little bit. Managing growth has become a large concern for the county, county commissioners specifically. And the county commissioners just recently decided to split the Planning and Zoning Commission into two commissions, a Planning Commission and a Zoning Commission. Do you think that was the right tack to take?
I'm not going to get into the right or wrong. I think it's the tack that has been taken. I sit on Sandpoint's Planning and Zoning Commission, and leadership matters in this regard. When you govern in a manner that escalates tensions between different parties in the county, you exhaust the citizens who are willing to serve. The city of Sandpoint and Bonner County need to update their comprehensive plans. So for the purpose of updating the comprehensive plan, I am comfortable. Bonner County needs to get its comprehensive plan updated. They need to have workshops, and they need to get into those hearings. And if it gets it done sooner so that then we can work towards being better neighbors, I am all in.
Okay. You did mention that housing is an issue. We're all aware of that too keenly, employers in particular. What kinds of solutions do you think might come out of the county or any of our government in the housing market, since that's driven so much by the free market?
Well, one of the most important things that we can do is we can look at the basic factors of supply and demand. The homes that are being built right now that are out in the county, normal humans cannot afford. However, with the opportunities presented by working together as a county, and especially in the Sandpoint, Dover, Ponderé, Kootenai, so the quad cities of Bonner County, we are limited by sewer and water. Where public utilities go is going to be where that growth is. There are some new developments where people are recognizing this shortage in the community. Through the effective planning, we're going to be able, and we being the people of Bonner County, to be able to put our voice and our footprint and blueprint as to where we want that to take place. You can't build all of the housing that we need across the county and retain it, but you can build homes, apartments, condominiums, all of the above within our cities, and that's what we should do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Moving on to another topic here. What kind of grade would you give the county commissioners for the past couple of years of their administration? You being a teacher, sir.
As a teacher? Well, in regards to fiscal responsibility, I will give them a B. In regards to their ability to govern in a manner that leads to the citizens of Bonner County being happy with government, I'm going to give them a D. And the D is, darn right, there is room for improvement. Temperament matters. Civility matters. Process matters. We have processes in place that can lead to the de-escalation of tensions with all of the different user groups of our county, whether it's the outdoor recreation user groups, whether it's the dog lovers, whether it is the boaters. We need dialogue, which is another D word that is not dirty, where people work together, play together, live together, cry together, and laugh together. But it is important for me to note, I do not believe that Bonner County is broken. Our government is a reflection of the people of Bonner County. We get what we elect.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we only have a minute or two left here. So really, my last question would be, what differentiates you as a candidate? Why should people vote for you, Luke Ahmet?
The biggest difference between me and the other candidates in this race is my 25 years of service, not only to this country, but also to our state and our county. Facts matter. I am not just starting out on a public service road. This has been the arc of my life. It is a privilege to be an American, and having served on multiple places overseas, I feel 100% assured of my expertise when I say I know what good government is and I know what good government is not. Our citizens in Bonner County deserve good government. I have a degree in government. I have worked for government. We are the people who choose the type of representation that we want. I believe that someone who is a soldier, a teacher, and a farmer seems like a pretty decent candidate for the job.
Well, Luke Ahmet, the Republican candidate for District 3 Bonner County Commissioner. How can people weighing how they might vote find out more about you, your website or social media?
They can visit my website at lukeomit.com, or they can find me on Facebook by looking at Luke Omit for Bonner County.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Luke, thanks for taking time to talk with us.
Thank you, Chris. Have a great day.